Give you X amount of dollars for a chair in pharmacology. And next thing you know, every medical student's coming in is learning about better ways of dealing with disease with drugs. And certain drugs, certain classes of drugs, and watch if that doesn't tail itself back to some of the things Lilly is manufacturing. Nobody gives money for nothing. And nobody gives hundreds of thousands of dollars to fund these chairs unless they know that their kind of education that will benefit their products are going to get sold.
Doctors themselves have very little access to PR to publish their findings, to publish their research. And as a result, all of the wonderful documentation that's been done on urine therapy lies unread. And until there is some type of PR basically done on it, doctors are going to continue to ignore it just the way they did vitamins and herbs.
The diseases are rampant. Our physicians have failed us, and they don't know. All they care about is that index up in the stock market, and if you look it up, there's nothing higher than the pharmaceuticals.
In America, organized medicine generates $1.7 trillion a year. That's 15% of the national gross products of the United States. Do you think they're going to start teaching people that all they need is an enema to eliminate 100 diseases? You think they're going to tell everyone that a little urine is going to cure asthma? No. They'd rather turn asthma into a $100,000 disease.
Una amiga también me platicaba que dice que ella está muy contenta, muy agradecida también con el agua de primero, Dios y todo. Dice, con el agua de la vida, porque ella tenía asma. Y si ya los doctores le habían dicho que se iba a hacer para toda su vida. Pero empezó a tomar el agua de la vida, dice, y aquí me tiene, dice, tan contenta, dice, tan, porque mi asma, dice, adiós.
If urine were to be a cure for something that they're making $100 million a year out of, they're going to be against it.
It is true that industry is driven by where the dollars are, and there's not much money in urotherapy, but I have a feeling that if somebody could prove it were effective, they would package urine in some fancy way that to make it, you know, cost efficient for industry as well.
I guess people have their own methods or ways to try to market the idea or, you know, make a business out of it. But I think basically it's not a lucrative money-making business. And I think, except for when you take it to the level of, you know, what the medical world has done, and that is to take urine, which is big business, and turn it into pharmaceutical drugs.
I think people are going to actually be able to get money from donating their urine at some point, as drug companies begin to appreciate how you can get growth hormone, you know, insulin, all kind of active pharmacologic substances you can get from urine.
There's a company out of Utica, Michigan that has 10,000 porta potties, and they outfitted all the porta potties with a special filter. And in 1 year, let's see, out of 14 million gallons that passes through their porta potties in these filters, they extract 4.5 pounds of urokinase.
We look at urine as a source for a myriad of products, and these products are all accepted today. We're not inventing products. These products are all being used today in life-saving situations to treat patients. Every product that we look at has in excess of $500 million market now. You can get the same proteins that we harvest by cloning them from your blood, or you can get it from your tears. Or you're not going to give me your blood, you're not going to give me your tears, but you love to leave your urine in a little green portage on. And the thing is, and the cloning thing is, it costs too much money.
These filters are what we use. We place these in toilets. And each one of these filters is designed for a specific resin. This is actually they're all the same in here. They're designed for certain types of resins. And this filter, I'd kiss it if I could, because it really works. We take this filter, place it in the urinal. Now, you could leave it there, but most people would shoot to miss the cup. So by doing this, nobody's aware that there's a filter in there. Then in theory, There should be zero protein in the urine that's in the holding tank. The filter, you have to look at like a male and female connection, because what happens is you have the female spot on the resin and the protein comes down and is adsorbed on it. The trick is to elute the proteins that you want without damaging the other proteins.
This is the resin we have here, and the stuff that has come up now in the liquid form, we call that elution of proteins from the resin. And we are trying to filter this stuff, which is our proteins, that is being retained. There is a filter inside, and that's not letting those proteins go outside. What we get from here, a very small sample, it will look like this.
And that's just pure urokinase?
It's pure urokinase.
Today, pharmaceutical companies are only able to purchase 2 million gallons of urine annually, still creating a $500 million market. Whereas EOA, through Portageon, annually collects 14 million gallons of urine. Once our filter system is placed into the portable toilets, EOA will be on the threshold of a multi-billion dollar market.
Topical application of urine is one of the major ways that it's used. Probably more people use topical applications of urine than any other form.
You'll find a lot of mothers, when their babies urinate in their diapers, they'll take and they'll wipe their face with the diapers. Just makes the skin very soft and supple and keeps it very, very moist.
You get stung by a sea animal of some kind, or you're stung by a bee. You get a cut, a burn, or whatever. An easy way to take care of that situation would be to just urinate on your own injury.
If you have a burn area and you put it into a glove and you urinate in the glove, you are creating an artificial incubator for a new layer of skin to grow.
Different skin conditions, they don't even have names. And the people went to one doctor to the other, they cannot get relief. You put urine on there, you start to really soak it in the urine. Tapping it is not enough. You have to really soak it in it. And it's just amazing on how it can start healing.
I used to have a very bad acne problems when I was a teenager, and so what I did was I collect the urine and I wash my face all the time for about 2 to 3 weeks. And after that, I saw my face so clear, and I felt so much in harmony with the universe. It was really beautiful.
To urinate on a wound and with a gauze sounds logical in the sense of the physiologic saline, the pH of the material that you're working with, and the fact that urine, when it does come out, is sterile, and that actually would help the wound at some point.